MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Leon Coetzee, Jubilee Metals CEO. Leon, appreciate the time today. I want to talk around your PGMs and your chrome, but let's start with copper. Let's start with Zambia. I mean, you wish in Jubilee Metals' life, about 5 years that you initially moved into copper. You've just had a recent announcement in terms of some updates there, but your short-term target looking at around 3,250, 4,000 tons. Long-term, 25,000 tons. This is potentially going to be a giant operation.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, no, very much. I mean, we entered Zambia back in 2019 in November, had some hard lessons to learn. We were quite clear on what we were trying to achieve, but we had to first, you know, get our feet under the table, understand Zambia, understand the environment, understand the infrastructure challenges. But certainly where we are now, we can see the very clear path towards this actually medium-term, not even long-term goal of hitting our 25,000 tons of copper. And as you said, yes, for this financial period ending in June, looking at between 3,500 to 4,000 tons and then doubling that comfortably in the next period.
You mentioned challenges in Zambia. I mean, mining in of itself is difficult, often in hospitable places. You've obviously got to get the commodity out the ground. You've got to get the commodity out of the rock at sometimes sort of 3, 4, 5% grades. What were some of the unique challenges in Zambia?
Well, I suppose to put in perspective is, you know, if you look at the Jubilee model, which we're pioneering in the industry, and we focus on what many people regard as possibly too complex, low grade, or even waste. And from that, we apply our processing abilities and techniques and extract value as our chrome business has grown to a very large entity. And that's the approach we took to Zambia. That naturally takes you into areas that might be a bit more remote, but underserviced in infrastructure.
Yeah.
And therefore, the infrastructure support becomes a vital component to the successful implementation of your project. And we had to come up with solutions where our projects don't become hamstrung or being dictated to by the rollout of an infrastructure plan in Zambia, but instead that our projects could operate independent of those challenges. And those were the lessons in engineering, in design, in where we locate our facilities that we had to learn, which probably was the most significant component of adjusting to those challenges.
But then how do you get the copper out of Zambia? I mean, it's a landlocked country. You could bring it down south to South Africa. That's not going to be easy. And of course, we have got challenges. I mean, are you taking it out through, I mean, is it Mozambique, Tanzania?
Yeah, very much. I mean, logistics and mining is nowadays so integrated. You know, your product is one thing to get it out, and you are right, we take it up north, and we use South Africa as both exits out of Zambia, being landlocked. But equally, your challenge of getting your equipment into a landlocked country is equally challenging, and that's something that, especially in the new modern world with various disruptions to supply chains, that you have to manage extremely carefully in a company. And with that, we've sort of adjusted to be a bit more locally manufactured and even adjust our designs to maximize locally sourced just to try and manage that supply chain challenge a bit better.
And I mean, copper itself, was this? I mean, I've had a couple of conversations around copper on the show, and I've heard, I mean, I've read reports around this as, you know, the commodity of the future. Certainly it is. As a green energy future, copper plays a huge part. As my science teacher said, you can't argue with the periodic table, and copper is, this is how we move electricity, transact it. Was this a strategic decision to say, hey, copper is the future and it's the space that you want to be in?
Yeah, very much so. It was driven by two factors. One was regional diversification. We were really focused and very heavily invested in South Africa and South Africa alone. We saw that we were reaching our goals in South Africa, so we had to, you know, look at other complementing minerals that sort of have a similar business opportunity and metallurgical extraction techniques required. Copper, as you accurately say, the fundamentals of copper is obvious. Mm. It's driven by its industrial use. It's also complemented by its challenges in supply. So we felt that it was the perfect mix of metals to get into. And then coupled to the fact that, you know, Zambia is a two-hour flight from South Africa. We're not trying to diversify immediately into a jurisdiction that are in a whole different time zone.
It used to be Jubilee Platinum. You changed it to Jubilee Metals. Makes sense because there's chrome as well, but now at copper as well. Would there, at some point, would you look for even perhaps another commodity to add into the mix?
Oh, absolutely. We definitely are reviewing that constantly to see which other commodity fundamentally has similar opportunities, especially in mining, where a commodity over the years, a certain processing technique or certain processing efficiency has become the norm and accepted by industry. That in itself opens up an opportunity to challenge those norms in that metal group. And a metal group, of course, has the right fundamental mix as chrome and as copper definitely has, no doubt.
Yeah, of course. I just suddenly remembered. I mean, you used to be at Anglo. You've been in mining forever in a day, much of your career. Let's come back to South Africa and touch on the chrome. And we're seeing a couple of the PGM miners look at the chrome space. You're doing what, maybe just shy of 1.5 million tons this year, targeting about 2 million. Chrome's another commodity that is seeing a structural shift and certainly pricing pressures, but demand coming through as well quite strongly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, chrome is one of those metals that we're absolutely investing heavily into. It's got a number of factors counting in its favor. And the chrome industry itself, you know, you can only have your shallow chrome once before you have to go deeper. That puts pressure on the cost structures. Equally, chrome is dominantly sourced out of South Africa. So it's a nice hedge to South Africa's own challenges. It's not as if you can go elsewhere and find chrome to fill the gap from South Africa. And as you correctly say, if you look at the stainless steel demand, it's so often poorly understood by industry with a metal like chrome, which is not traded on the LME.
Yeah.
It's physically traded, that the stainless steel growth over the past 3-5 years have been consistent and is consistently growing. And therefore, it drives a demand for more chrome and more chrome ore. And that, again, brings the opportunity where we focus, where of that 1.5 million tons you speak of, by far, the majority of that comes from reefs that the industry thought was too complex or too low grade.
You mentioned they're physically traded rather than sort of the LME. Is it contract-based then, or is it still a sort of floating price?
It's very much a floating, but contract in the sense that as you become larger, as we've now reached the size we are, you have to start planning more on a contract-style basis because your logistical challenge to move that magnitude of material becomes something that you can't do short-term. You do that long-term, medium-term planning for that structural and movement of that material out of South Africa. As your biggest demand by far, of course, is China.
Yeah, absolutely. PGMs, which is where Jubilee very much started, sort of doing a little over 40,000 ounces targeted this year. This is the mature part of the business. And my sense is probably production at capacity and maybe not an area you're massively focusing on compared to chrome and copper. Is that a fair shot?
It's fair in the sense that, of course, the PGMs is an outcome of our chrome business. It is mature. It's running very efficiently. It's also a nice product that comes as a byproduct out of our chrome business. And therefore, it's less fully exposed to the heavily cost pressures and the softer PGM price the market faces at the moment. You are right. It's not the fundamental focus of our business. It's a nice offset to our chrome business. And it's a nice hedge for when the PGM price recovers, which is fully expected by most of the PGM industry.
Fully expected by almost everyone. I mean, it was Neil Frontman who bravely, and back, I think it was February, said the market has bottomed. The story for PGMs is still there. I know a lot of folks will say EVs, but ICE cars aren't going away. There's other uses for PGMs, but prices are just, at this point, kind of laughing at markets, and palladium and platinum stuck at around $1,000 an ounce.
Yeah, very much so. And I agree with Neil Finneman's view is that if you look at the world, the demand and the supply, PGM prices are set to recover. And you are right. If you look towards the future, energy source, especially energy sources for motor vehicles, EV alone is unlikely to be the sole solution. Mm-hmm. It has to be complemented by other sources because we simply don't have enough copper in the world to feed that kind of EV demand in the world in any event. And if you look at the uptake of hybrid vehicles becoming far more popular, it is driving the need for PGMs again. So no doubt, I think we all are expecting that recovery to come in the near future.
Yeah, and I take your point. And certainly we've seen it. I think the early adopters all went pure EV, but I think a lot of folks, particularly around range anxiety, are looking at the hybrid. We'll leave it there. Leon Kutsia, Jubilee Metals CEO. Appreciate the time.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.